If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Luke chapter 6. I want to begin reading that about verse 20. About verse 20. Luke chapter 6 and verse 20. And the Bible says, "And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did they, did their fathers of the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not they take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them to whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and you and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the and unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." We preached this morning on going to church with Jesus, amen? And boy, what a trip that is when you go to church with him. But I'd like to preach just a moment in time, not be too long. I know this holiday weekend and everybody's got things they want to get to. But I want to preach for just a minute, if God will be my help on this thought, a picture of a Christian. A picture of a Christian. As we look at this tonight and we see the Lord as he gathers up his disciples, he'd done called the 12. He had the 12 with him. He'd been touching. He'd seen people healed, just miraculous healing had taken place. And he pulls up and he begins to teach his disciples. And he pulls up and he lifts up his eyes. And the Bible said he looked on his disciples. Amen. I believe he gathered them up. He said, "Fellas, come here a minute. I need to talk to you for just a minute." And he begins to expound on them in the book of Luke, actually the Beatitudes, a part of what we see in Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6. And he begins to expound to them and he says, "Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." He said, "You may not think you've got a lot now, but praise God, in the reality, you've got it all." Amen. You may be poor now as far as this world's concerned, but praise God, in the eyes of God, you already own it now. You own palaces, you own homes, you own places, praise God, that belong to your Heavenly Father. You're not going to be found without reward when that day comes. But he said, "Blessed are ye poor." You know, we may not have much here, but I'm going to say, praise God, I'm glad I got treasures laid up in glory. I'm glad we can lay them up for God, amen, for His glory and not mine. Amen. I'm glad we got a place. I'm glad we got a person. I'm glad we got a Savior that loves us. And He helps us, praise God, to be prepared for our future. Yes, sir. Amen. The future looks bright for a child of God. Now, it looked pretty dim for a lost sinner in this world today. But praise God, for a child of God, it's looking brighter all time. Because we're getting closer and closer to that getting off place. Amen. This thing's a spinning and going round and round. But praise God, one day in a little while, he said, "The children of God, are we going to be caught off of this little planet called Earth, and we're going to go be with the Lord?" Amen. And he said, "Don't worry about being poor. Don't worry about what you got here." Amen. Because God's got all you're going to need, praise God, here and over yonder also. Amen. Praise God. He said that God, your God holds it all. He owns a cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen. Praise the Lord. You'll never be wanting for beef because He owns them all. Amen. We run a few little head here and a few little head in Greenville, Tennessee. But praise God, I'm glad, glory be to God, God owns them. Amen. We just take them out there and stick them in a pasture, maybe put a little fertilizer and then, but God grows that grass, it feeds them, takes care of them. He runs them streams down there so He can pull out water for them. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He takes care of them. He gives them to us, praise God, for His glory. Amen. That's why God takes care of us. So He said, blessed be the poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Amen. We have a kingdom ahead, praise God, it's glorious to behold. It's the most spectacular thing that you could ever begin to make. As a matter of fact, our finite mind can't comprehend an infinite God and an infinite place. A place that He's going to prepare for you and I. Boy, I tell you what it's going to be like when we get there. Can you imagine, praise God, the glory that we'll behold in the presence of a thrice holy God? When we come into the presence of royalty. Yeah. When we come into the presence of God and we see the Father and we see the Son sitting at the right hand of Him to make intercession for you and I. He said, praise God, if you got that, you got it all. Amen. I'm glad tonight when we get the Son, you get it all. Amen. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, when you take His Son, praise God, you get it all. Amen. Amen. You'll not be wanting for nothing. You say, well, preacher, these things I'd like to have. Yeah, there's always things the flesh would lust after. But praise God, I'm glad God will supply our needs. And the most important need we have is the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, that truth that we have that lives at large in our hearts and helps us day by day.
Amen.
But to be encouraged and be encouragers. Amen. So it said, blessed are ye the poor. And in verse 12, 21, it said, blessed are ye that hunger. Now Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Praise the Lord. For He said, blessed are they that do hunger. He said, blessed are those that hunger for the things of God. I wonder today, do we really have a hunger for the things of God? Do we really have a hunger for the peace, the happiness, joy, and the blessings that He has to bestow upon us? That He's got for you and me. Amen. He's got them to give, praise God, if we just got to get to the place that we want them. Amen. And you come to the place where you really want it, and God just pour out blessings on you all the time. Amen. And a lot of times in my life, praise God, I've got to looking for a blessing. I've got the place, Brother Rex, I've needed a blessing. Yeah. And you know what? My blesser's always been right on time. Amen. Brother Bill, he's never been late. Amen. Praise God, just about the time I want to give up, just about the time I'm ready to throw in the towel, praise God, the Lord will show up. And it makes me feel like a dummy sometimes. I'm wondering, why in the world was I fretting over that so much? Because God just come in a big way, praise, and took care of it in such a miraculous way. Amen. It wasn't nothing to God.
Right.
Amen. Amen. It wasn't nothing to Him, praise God, because He's able. We was talking to some people today after lunch and talking about some things that's come up and hospital bills and the way the insurance does now and how it takes forever for them to pay and settle these accounts and about the time you think you're all done and you got everything all paid up and you're sitting back and you think, well, you know, this paycheck when I get it, I'm going to put it in the bank and I'm going to start building that reserve again and all of a sudden you get it done from the hospital that you thought was already taken care of. Amen. But praise God, ain't you glad God shows up?
Amen.
Amen. He'll bless you again on purpose. He'll take care of that you get, praise God, that you need taken care of right on time.
Amen.
Amen. It don't even matter if they come in late. Praise God. Even when they come in late, come in uninspected, He's still right on time.
Amen.
Amen. He's still the great blesser, praise God. He's able to take care of all those things, amen, He needs to take care of. And He said, if we do hunger, He said, if we're hungry and we thirst for righteousness, we shall be filled. Amen. God will bless us. He'll help us to do right. He said, blessed are ye that hunger now. Amen. You know what? I believe there's a whole lot of people waiting to hunger later on. So I'm going to get hungry for God's sake. I'm going to get hungry to get into work. I'm going to get hungry to work for the Lord somewhere down the line. I want to say that somewhere may never come. Amen. Why? Because He said you need to be ready now. Amen. He didn't say after a while. He didn't say next year, next week, or next month, or next year. He said, blessed are ye that hunger now. Amen. Now's the time to hunger after things of God. If you get hungry enough, praise God, you'll start looking for something to satisfy that hunger. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, you will. Praise God. I'll tell you, when you get to be a big old boy like brother Chris. Amen. Hey, you get, it don't take long, amen, from breakfast to lunch. Praise God, you get to want something to eat. Amen. And you get to hunger, praise God. It won't take very long till you'll be a finding something. Amen. Yep. You'll be a hunting you something to snack on. I guarantee you, mama sitting behind you, she'd say amen to that. Raising two big old scrapping boys, praise God. I guarantee you, bless God, when you got hungry, it didn't take you long to hunt mama up or hunt the refrigerator and try to satisfy that hunger. Amen. He said, for those of you that hunger now, praise God, he said, God will fill you up. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm talking about being satisfied in the things of God. Amen. When you come looking, praise God, to be filled, come looking for the blessing, God will fill you up. You come looking now. He said, I'll just go ahead and fill you up now. He said, that way you won't run out later.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad that we serve a God like this? Ain't you glad that we have the blessed hope? As God draws us a picture of a child of God. And we see how God wants to bless us. He wants to help us. He wants to encourage. He wants to give to us that we don't even really want. We know that we want right now. Amen. But he said, they are hungry now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now. Amen. Those that cry now, those that mourn now, those that weep because we realize that the world's in a mess and our children, our loved ones, people around us are dying and going to hell, lost without God. Amen. But he said, blessed are those that weep now. I want to say now's the time to be weeping and crying and praying that God will help them to get in.
Amen.
He said, if we weep now, he said, then we can laugh later. Amen. We can laugh and rejoice later. But what a blessing it was when little Ava come this morning, bowed her head, said she'd been talking to God. She opened the door and invited him in. Amen. Got birthed into faith. How many times she's come to me and said, Pastor Jeff, pray for me. Amen. Man, I don't know how many times in the last 2 or 3 months, but she's come to me and said, Pastor, please pray for me. I told her, I said, honey, I pray for you all the time, and I'll keep praying for you. I pray for all these young'uns. That God will just bless them and help them and draw them and woo them and just show them how good He can be to them.
Yeah.
Amen. But we weep and we cry and we pray and we agonize with God to praise God now. He said, and then thou shalt be life. And amen. We can rejoice with them. When they get in, they get filled up themselves. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Amen. But He said, blessed are you when men shall hate you. And when they shall separate you from their company. Since you proclaimed yourself to be a Christian, I mean, telling it where you go, have you had anybody that's left your company? Amen. Have you had any people that just don't want to hang out with you no more? I mean, I'm talking about people used to come around all the time. Used to come down to the garage. Used to come down where you work. Used to come to wherever you was. Pray God, they'd show up. But you got to bragging on Jesus and lifting up His name. Pray God, them folks just don't come around no more. What the Bible says is they've parted company with you. Amen. You've got what they don't have, praise God, and they don't understand it. Amen. So they've separated themselves from you. And He says, and shall be a reproach, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Amen. You know what they said? They said that old fellow we used to hang out with, but said he's done become one of them holy rollers. All he wants to do is talk about Jesus. I had somebody like that last weekend. As a matter of fact, he told me, he said, all you want to do is talk about the Lord. I said, glory to God, that's all there is. It's all it's worth talking about. Amen. I could talk about the world and things in the world, what's happening all around us. But praise God, it just make you depressed. But glory be to God, I get to talking about the Lord, how good God is, amen, and it blesses my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of people don't want to hear that in the day and hour we live. Amen. But glory be to God, I want to say they steal some. They steal some that you can pull up alongside, pray God, and they like you to tell them about the Lord. They like to have that fellowship, that communion with you and with God.
Yeah.
Amen. But they some that'll isolate you, they'll separate you, praise God. They'll call you evil. They'll say, well, you ain't very accepting. I had somebody tell me that the other day. He said, well, you're not very accepting. They was talking about that thing. I don't know if you heard enough. North Buncombe High School is talking about having a LBGGLOCEDOC, whatever queer dance. And you know what? It blows my mind, because what they do, if whatever they want to go in a different direction, they just add another letter. To just go off more and more wicked, or more and more to the left, more and more and more and more wicked. As wickedness comes, they just add another name, another letter. Amen? And they say, well, you know, we've got to be more accepting to this stuff. Who said? God never said to be accepting to this stuff. He said, sin, sin, praise God. And sin is still sin. Sin will always be sin. And just because you call it sin, amen, they'll ridicule you, they'll put you down, they'll mark you as it. Well, you just don't have no compassion on people. And no, I just hate sin. Amen. Sin is wicked, praise God. God hates it, so I hate it too. Amen. Why? Because I'm on God's side.
Amen.
See, I chose a side, praise God. What we got to do is grow us a backbone, praise the Lord, and stand up and take a side. Amen. Call sin, sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but when you do it, you're going to be called evil. He said, boy, they just don't love people. They just don't have no compassion. They ain't very forgiving. Amen. How can you forgive sin? I ain't God. And God don't forgive it, so I'm sure I ain't going to. I can't. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, they'll cast you out as evil. Amen. I'm talking about a picture of a Christian. Let me ask you a question. Has anybody cast you out, called you evil because where you stand? They don't associate with you no more because of where you stand, the stand you've taken. They've disallowed you. Amen. Verse 23 said, rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy. Amen. When they separate themselves from you, when they don't want nothing to do with you, when they call you evil, praise God, he says, say glory to God. Just leap and shout and praise God. Amen. Say glory to God in the highest, because he is still God. I don't care what people think. God's still God.
Amen.
And he still hates sin.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, so you can rejoice in that day, praising the Lord for his goodness, leaping for joy. Why would you leap for joy, preacher? Because you know who the true and living God is. You know the one that made the rules, praise God. Hey, listen, he gave us a rule book. 66 books, praise God, of rules to go by. Basic instruction before leaving this earth, glory to God. And he said, if we'll follow the instructions, praise God, if we can follow them to the letter, amen. That's why God said that we got to keep this thing preserved even to the dot and the tittle, amen, to the very last dotting of the I, amen. Keep it pure, keep it chaste, keep it real in our lives, praise God. But he said, rejoice that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. Amen. See, I don't really care what people's thinking here. I don't care what they're putting writing down on my record. I don't care what they're recording in my name. Amen. But there's a record book in heaven that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about what God's putting down on my record of prayer. As I try to live a godly life, a chaste life for Him, praise God, I'm concerned about what He's writing in my chapter.
Amen.
Amen. I like what Brother Rex said. He said, come to his door one day and talking about this and that. And he said, we had some records on you, but seems like you've changed. Amen. He said, years ago it would have made him mad. But praise God, when they got gone, he just went in there, praise God, just rejoicing in the Lord. Because he's not that man he used to be, but he's not that man he's going to be, praise God. Just rejoicing in God, reaping the reward that's great in heaven. Amen. Praise God. He said, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. He said, they was those that's come before, he said, they persecuted the prophets too. Amen. They stoned them. The Bible said, Hebrews chapter 11 said they stoned them. They sawed them asunder, praise God, because they stood for what was right. I tell you, these last days we live in, people's not going to like us living right. And they're not going to like it when we're telling it right. Amen. And they're not going to like it when we're walking it right. And they're not going to like it when we're acting right. Amen. They want us to be just as peculiar as they are. But I'm telling you what, I will be peculiar. I'll be peculiar in the Lord.
Amen.
I told him, amen, these young people going around and getting tattoos and earrings all over them. I pray God, what they need to do is be, if they want to be different for Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let Jesus in their, make him the Lord of their life and everything will be, they'll be peculiar. People will look at them. People will treat them funny. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, but woe to you unto you that are rich. He says, easier for a rich man, a camel to pass through the eye of a needle for a rich man to enter into heaven. Amen? Yep. You know what's wrong with America today? We've got so much here now. We've got so much. We're able to just reach out and get about anything we want. Amen? Amen. God's blessed us so much. He's given us good jobs. He's given us good money. He's given us good places. He's given us so much good stuff. Amen. And we just were able to reach out and get your people ask you, well, what would you like for your birthday? What would you like for Christmas? Amen. We don't want for nothing. We can't even tell them because if we want it, we go get it. Amen. But he said, woe to the rich, because they'll not have a want for nothing. They'll have not need. And what we realize, praise God, today, a whole lot of people don't have no need for God. Amen. They've already satisfied the flesh, and the flesh is satisfied. They think they're okay. Amen. God help. Amen. What we need is we need to get poor again so we can realize how rich we could be. But he says, woe unto the rich, for they have their consolation. He said, they've got their consolation prize. Amen. They've already got their prize. They've already received their reward right here. Amen. They've already got what they're looking for. But they're missing what God's got for them. Yeah. Amen. We need what God has for them. He says, woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Amen. He said, those that's full. Amen. Those that's full, praise God. Hey, listen, if you get really full, if you've got a freezer full of food, got a refrigerator full of food, and it come time to plant a garden, you're not going to be apt to want to plant a whole lot. I ain't got nowhere to cook. I'm so blessed. I ain't even got nowhere to put food. My little mother. I've got a bunch in the freezer, and I got to think about that. And I thought, you know what? I've got so much in there. I really don't have to plant anything. I've got enough to do a while. My little mother said. She said, I'd like to plant a few things. I asked her. She said, well, I'd like to plant a few things. She ain't able to take care of them. Amen. Praise God. You know what I did? I got on that old Massey Ferguson, went there and hooked a plow up to it. I plowed the garden. I plowed the whole thing. Amen. She said, I just probably won't plow just a few rows. Praise God. I just went up there and plowed the whole thing. Praise God. Wait till it got good and dry and frosted on a few times. Went up there and put the disc on the back of that thing. Went up there and cut her all to pieces where she's, I mean, you walk in it now and you sink up high if you ate your knees. It's a soft. Amen. I got out there. Praise God. Scratched me out. Pulled me out a string. Pulled me out some lines. Went to planting rows. Amen. Praise God. Well, because my little mama said she wanted to. I got to thinking about, you know what happened? I got to looking the other day, Rick, yesterday. I got to look at my freezer. I ain't got as much in there as I thought I had. Because since I made that decision before, and what I've got now, praise God, ain't the same. Amen. I guess what I'm trying to say is folks come around and we fed folks. We try to take care of people. We helped here and there. And praise God, we just don't have what we had then. So because of my little mother and good God above, praise God, we scratched out a few roads, planted a few hills, and we're going to have a little more later on. Right. Amen. Amen. But if we're full, praise God, a lot of times you go out and eat a big meal at a restaurant, fill yourself, I mean, a hog full, like feeding at a hog trough, and then you go to the grocery store. Now, it's not a good thing to go to the grocery store when you're hungry. But it ain't a real good thing to go to a grocery store when you're slap full either. Because when you're slap full, none of that stuff looks appealing. No. Amen. You're full as a tick on a hound dog. Amen. And ain't got a whole lot of them groceries. You go back home with two or three little old sacks of groceries, and by the middle of the week, praise God, you ain't got nothing in the cupboards. Amen. See, that's how it plays out. God says, if you're full, praise God, he said, you're not going to want nothing. Amen. But he said, if you're full in the Lord, praise God, if you're full of his righteousness, praise God, you'll be full and you'll be full, your rewards will be full, everything will be full. Amen. But he said, if you're full of this world, full of the things around you, praise God, you're not going to want the righteousness of God. Amen. He said, woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Amen. You may be full now at that big old steak, that big old T-bone, praise God, that you eat over at the steakhouse. You may be fat as a slop hog now, but praise God, tomorrow morning you'll be hungry again. Amen. Especially these big old boys. Amen. Men, hey, listen, ladies, it's a fact. Men burn off more calories than ladies do. Amen. So you don't look down on us so much when we eat more than you do. Say amen out there, fellas.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's because of our mortality. God made us that way. Glory to God. That's the way it's supposed to be. Amen. So he said, when you're full, he said, you shall hunger. He said, woe unto you that life now, for you shall mourn and weep. Amen. Now I'm talking about a picture of a Christian. He said, if you're alive and now, if you're cutting up now, if you're just having you a good time now, thank God, one of these days you're going to mourn and weep. You'll wish you'd had been more sincere with the Lord when you could. I don't know the people. Now I'm trying to get through this quickly. I don't know it, the people that I've talked to. And they said, well, you know what, preacher, getting up in their years pretty good ways up here. And preachers, I don't know. I wish I'd have done more when I could. Yeah. Amen. We probably got folks here this evening that said, boy, I wish I'd have done more when I could. Yeah. You get to the point, you just can't do as much as you did. Amen. You can still do, but I mean, there's never a time to quit. But there's a lot of people, I hear it all the time from older folks, I wish I'd have done more when I could have for my Lord. Yeah. Amen. Praise God, take that to heart and just do what you can now for the glory of God. Bless His holy name. So now, he said, what we need to do is just weep and pray and agonize God now. We need life later. Amen. He says, woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. I don't really care whether people lift me up a whole lot or not. I preached that declaration there yesterday. I just soon they didn't lift me up. I don't want them to see me. We got done preaching, and my cousin came to me and said, man, I said, praise the Lord. He said, that was really good. I said, well, give God the glory. He said, you're the man that brought the message. I said, no, I said, I'm just minding my Lord. Amen. I said, I hope none of them people saw me. I said, I hope they just seen what I was trying. I hope they just seen the Savior I was trying to tell them about.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, woe to the man that all men speak well of. For so did their fathers of the false prophets. Amen. If everybody around's giving you a good name, you better be careful. Amen. When I'm wondering, they're probably looking to stab you in the back when you ain't looking. Amen. More than that, amen. If everybody's saying good things about you, then you're probably not going and walking a straight enough line. You're not offending somebody that's out of the will of God. Amen. I'll just say this. It's not wrong to offend somebody that's out of the will of God by telling them the truth. I read in your hearing this morning about the family that's over in overseas, and they come to a point that they could go to prison for 2 years for offending somebody with the gospel. That's where we're coming to, even in America. You say, well, preacher, that could never happen here. You better wake up and smell the sausage burning, because it's right at your back door. Amen. When states like California is going to get rid and throw out the Bible and the Word of God and anything that has reference to it, we better wake up. Amen. Because we're living in precarious times. Amen. He said, but be wary of those. He said, because so did they to the fathers and to the false prophets. He said, but I say unto you which hear, love your enemies and do good to them which hate you. Amen. Do you love your enemies? Do you have enemies? We all got people that don't like us, don't care much for us. I hope I ain't got no enemies. Amen. I'd do my best to make it good if I could. If I knew anybody hated me enough to call me an enemy, I'd try to win them to Jesus. I'd try to let them know that I love them. Because he said that's what we do. He said, I say to you, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Amen. As Brother Bill says, if your neighbor hates you, if you can't get along with them, bake them a cake.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Catch her at the clothesline hanging out the laundry. Praise God. Take her a cake. Amen. Tell her she can eat it. There's nothing in it to hurt her. Amen. I mean, I take it to her in love. He said we need to love those that love our enemies and do good to them and hate us. He said, bless them that curse you and pray for them that despitefully use you. Now that's tough. Amen. To pray for those that would despitefully use you. Those that would treat you bad. Those that treat you wrong. Those that would do hurtful things on purpose. Amen. I hope there's nobody here that would do hurtful things on purpose. I know we hurt each other sometimes by accident because we're just human. But I'd hope nobody would ever do it on purpose. He said, but bless them that curse you and pray for them that despitefully use you. Now I'm talking about a picture of a Christian here. We're painting a picture. What's your picture looking like this evening? Amen. When you line yourself up with this picture of a Christian. Amen. He said, in verse 29, he said, unto them that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not that take thy coat also. Amen. What are you going to do when somebody comes up and they smack you up the side of the head? She killed me. Susie's like, shh. She's ready to fight. Amen. She's ready to fight. Take it outside. That's what my daddy used to always say. Youngins, take it outside. Amen. What do you do when somebody despitefully uses you? What do you do when somebody comes to your party? What do you do when somebody, amen, spiritually, they slap you up the side of the head? Man, what do? You take it like a man. He said, or a woman. And unto him that smite thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. Huh? Now I'm talking about painting a picture of a Christian, a child of God. Let me ask, do you have forgiveness in your heart? That's what he's saying. Till you have forgiveness in your heart, present forgiveness right now. Yep, well, preacher, two or three years down the road, I might be able to start thinking about forgiving them. But so you ain't going to give them the other cheek? They could smack it too. You said, no, we're going to be rolling in the grass. Amen. I'm not going to put up with that. But God says, hey, he said, listen, he said, what kind of Christian are we? He said, do you truly have any love in your heart? Amen. He said, if they take away thy cloak, that outer garment, he said, bid not they take thy cloak, thy coat also. He said, if they take your coat, your outer garment, he said, just give them your inner garment too. Say, well, if you need that here, just take this and with you too. Amen. You say, well, preacher, somebody ever stole from me. Amen. Have you ever been robbed? Amen. I have. Amen. You ever had people take stuff from you? I have. Let me tell you what happened this past week. We got broke into 25 years ago, right? I had an opportunity this week. And I sat on a porch with a little old boy. The very boy that broke into my house took my stuff. He's just a young boy. He knew better. But it was there. He was there. And he took advantage of the situation. He took my stuff. It wasn't so much that he took my stuff as that he invaded my private space. But you know what I got to see? I didn't tell you about this. I got to see this week. I sat on the porch with that little boy. I just pulled down the road. And he said, I was on the tractor. He said, hey, come here. I got off, parked it, and threw it in out of gear and shut her off. Walked up on the porch. He said, down there. He said, I got something I want to tell you. I said, all right. I pulled up there and sat down. I shook his hand, praise God, when I went up on the porch. He said, I want to tell you, I got saved. Yeah, amen. He said, 2 weeks ago, I got saved. I got born again, praise God. He said, and this past Sunday, me and my wife got baptized together. Yeah, amen. See, I'd forgave him a long time ago. I'd talked to him many, many times. I'd witnessed to him the Lord. Praise God. Many times I'd invited him to church. But praise God, last week, glory to God, I got to sit on the porch. He said, God, save me. Amen. Amen. If I'd have held that against him, if I'd have grudged him, if I'd have treated him bad, he might have never got in. Amen. But praise God, it blesses my heart that he flagged me and wanted to tell me personally that God had saved him by his marvelous grace. Amen. Turn the other cheek. Give them the other one, praise God. Amen. You say, what if they smack at and praise God, give them the other one back? Amen. Glory to God. You say, preacher, I can't do that. You can if Jesus is in you. Look how many times did they smite Him? They smite Him. They pound a crate of thorn, put it on His head, beat it into His head with a reed. Amen. Slapped His face. Wanted to know. He said, prophesy who done that. Amen. Mocked Him, ridiculed Him, made fun of Him. Plucked out His beard by the handfuls. Amen. But Brother Rex, you know what He said when He was on the cross of Calvary? Hanging there between heaven and earth. And He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen. Why? Because sin that made them do it. Sin took them to where they were. Sin makes people abuse us and use us and hurt us. Amen. We're all sinners. We're all apt to hurt. If we ain't careful, we're supposed to do the best we can not to. But if we ain't careful, amen. Then He says, give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask it them not again. He said, if somebody needs it more than you do, He said, just give it to them. Amen. Just give it to them. And you know what? If you do, God will bless you and He'll give it back. Probably give you back something just a little bit better. Amen. Give you something a little gooder than what you had. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't do that. You know what? I do whatever they done to me. Praise God. I do to them threefold. Amen. You're supposed to do unto others. You'd have them do unto you. You say, preacher, ain't in the Bible. It is right here, verse 31. Verse 31 says, and as you would that men should do to you, do ye also do to them also likewise. Amen. Do ye also to them likewise. Say, do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. Amen. If somebody does something to you, pray God, do what you'd have want them to do to you. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I'd never be able to do that. You can if God's in you. I'm talking about, I'm painting a picture, the Lord's painting us a picture here of a Christian, of a child of God. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Kind of makes you wonder if you're even really saved, don't it? Amen. Kind of makes you wonder if you've ever really been born again. Because it's hard stuff. Some of this is hard stuff. But if you're a child of God, praise God, God will give you grace, amen, to do all these things. Bless His holy name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if somebody treats you bad, praise God, just treat them good. Amen. He tells us over in Romans chapter 12. Let me just read this to you right quickly. Romans chapter 12 and verse 20. Well, verse 19 says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, now watch this, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Do not be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. The Lord says, hey, listen, He said, what kind of picture are you painting with your Christian life? What kind of portrait are you putting out there for people to see? Amen. He said, God's blessed you, God's kept you, God's give you everything you'll ever need. What have you done with it? 32 says, for if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. Amen. But the Bible says we're supposed to love old sinners. Amen. I love sinners. I don't love sin. I hate sin. But I love those sinners. That's why I'll stop and tell them about Jesus. Amen. They may not want to hear it, but praise God, I'll give them that seed anyway. If they can take it, that it'll grow. God said His Word will not go out void. But it'll find a place. He said, if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? For sinners also do even the same. Amen. If people treat you right, then you treat them right. Amen. Ain't that the way it works? But what if people don't treat you right? Amen. We're still supposed to treat them right anyway. We're supposed to show them the love of God. The reason people do what they do most of the time is because they don't know. They're lost. They're sinners, amen. They're living outside the will of God. They don't know no better. They don't know what's right, amen. So we can, in a loving way, begin to show them what's right, to bring them into the path, to show them the right direction, amen. He said, if they lend, and if you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have you? For sinners also lend to sinners at to receive as much again. So we just loan something to somebody so we can get back some more. Amen. I've known people, Brother Chris, that would loan people stuff that they know is just on the last leg. Amen. It's just about to fall to pieces. And they'll loan it to, oh, I've got one of them, you can borrow mine. Well, no, I insist. You take mine, you use it. And you get out there and no more get started with it, and that thing blows up. Amen. So what do? You say, well, preacher, I just take that thing back to them and say, your thing's, you can't do that. Amen. I can't do that. You might be able to do that. I can't do that. If I borrow it and it breaks, I'm going to fix it. Amen. I'm going to make it right before I take it back. Amen. But there's a lot of people, amen, will loan you something, amen, hoping that it'll break and you'll finish it all so they can get a new one. Amen. Had a fellow one time borrowed a pickup truck. And the boy knew that the clutch was about out of it. And the fellow needed to get some wood for his mother. And the old boy told him, he said, well, here, you can use my truck. He said, no, said, I'll just wait. He said, no, I insist, you take my truck. You use. And praise God, knowing the clutch was about out, the boy got down in the woods, got it full of wood, started to come out there, and the clutch blowed out of it. Amen. Knew it was coming out. And then that boy had to buy him a new clutch, had to get his truck fixed. A lot of people would do that. That's what sinners do. Amen. And he said, if you lend, he said, you don't lend to get something back. He said, you lend it because you're trying to give somebody a hand up. Amen. Not a hand out, but a hand up. Trying to help somebody just because you can. Verse 35, he said, but love your enemy, love you your enemies, and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. He said, now this is where we paint a picture of a child of God, a picture of a Christian. He said, just go ahead, and if somebody needs something, he said, just give it to them. Don't expect nothing back. Don't accept to get it back with extras. Amen. He said, your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. I wonder tonight, in all these verses, what kind of picture it paints of you and I. What kind of picture of a Christian would you and I be? What kind of picture would you be? Amen. I would hope we would paint a pleasant picture. But I'm afraid our old flesh rises up so many times, and it's not as pleasant as we would like to think that it is. Amen. Our flesh will get control of us, and it'll make us into people that's not very good people to be around, to be honest. Amen. But the Lord's asking them here, He's painting them a picture of a Christian. The Lord said, this is what a picture of a true Christian is. Those that love each other, those that love the Lord, those that seek in righteousness, those that love each other and love people and are willing to help where we can. Amen. He's painting a picture of people that's willing to be like that good Samaritan. That one that was willing to cross the street and help that fella out that was been beaten unmercifully and robbed. He was willing to pick him up and wrap him up and to dress his wounds and to put him on his own ass and take him to the inn and get him some help and give him some money. He said, if it costs more, he said, just let me know and I'll pay it when I come through again. He said, that's the kind of picture that we ought to have of you and I. Kind of picture we ought to have of the church, the true church, trying to be what we can be. Amen, for the glory of God. Not to get gain, not to be rich. Amen, listen, people that try to do right, honest people like us, we're never going to be rich. Amen. Ed McMahon may come to your door and give you an envelope, but if he don't, me and you will never be rich. But we're rich in glory. We're rich in heaven. We're rich in blessings. And we've got rewards laid up in heaven. Amen. That's the most important part. What we do for the Lord, and we do it from a willing heart and a willing spirit. Amen. Praise God. It's what we do in the knowledge we have of a God of heaven that encourages us and helps us be encouragement to others along the way. Praise the Lord. So what kind of picture are you painting when you look at your life today? When we line up with this portrait of a Christian, what kind of picture are you? What kind of picture are you looking at in the mirror? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I could probably do better. Amen. We could probably all do just a little better. Amen. Giving of ourselves, loving a little more, caring a little more, having compassion a little more. Amen. Helping where we can a little more, just for the glory of God. Amen. Just because we can. Bless His holy name. Stand with me tonight.